eyes. You see a brother or a sister are not chanting as much, or you're not chanting complete 60 hours, or you're not attending program regularly. It's not doing the service or service nicely. You see those all those things. It is our duty to try to help, to speak to the devotee. I've seen that you have not come regularly before. What is your problem? The sickness or whatever. You should try. If the person is not opening or is hiding, then, it's okay. Or he didn't say that and you are trying to tell the person, yeah, Japa, you are not taking it seriously like before. But there's no serious response from the person trying to rectify. If you tell the person one, two, three times, if it doesn't change, don't continue. Because if you continue, it will become an offense. The person will take an offense. You tell the person once, twice, thrice, switch off. And because it is better to lose one than to lose two, you should not continue intimate relation with the person. So that the person can not affect us with his or her own mind. Just like it is good for a special master to reject a disciple who is deviating, or a disciple to reject a guru who has fallen. In the same way, we should keep a distance from a devotee who is not falling nicely. We are trying to help the person who is not accepting the assistance, the support. We keep distance. Maybe the person will learn from a hard way before you get rectified. That's what you should do. If you continue to tell the person, no, you are doing it now, oh no, you are doing it, oh no, the person will become offensive. And we will suffer for that also, because we are helping the person to be offensive by not being sensitive to the etiquette. How can do that?
So Guru Maharaj added to this question, right? This was an example where a devotee is not doing the practice at not quietly. But what happens when a good disciple is very good, is chanting very nicely, but he doesn't attend regularly to the Mangalarti, seldom he does so, and as a devotee, someone approaches a good devotee, you should attend Mangalarti, you are very near, it is good. And he said yes, 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 1, 2, 3 days he comes and he absent himself. The person go again, so that was it. Prabhu, you should attend Mangalarti, and so he doesn't come back to the Mangalarti regularly. So this situation is not to disturb the one who is going down to another good devotee.
A good devotee should not be disturbed by someone's misbehavior. If one is a good devotee, then shouldn't be affected by that person. The good cannot be affected by evil. Evil can be affected by good. That is why we can change a bad person to good thing. So a good person cannot be affected by evil. So if someone is doing nicely, he cannot be affected by someone's bad character, bad activities. So the same principle is to apply. If you are advising someone, please come my way, come my way, come my way. You don't come, you see, leave. Don't continue to please the person.
But it's a lapse of time, the person identifies that because he has been saying to the other devotee to come and he has not responded, so a certain has to have to say gap between the two persons arises.
We will lose the
person and it becomes a bit separated.
We are together because we are doing the same thing. We are friends because we complement each other. So why we don't say this man, everybody is my friend? Even though we don't have them as an enemy, we don't say they are my friends. We are friends because we go together with a certain principle, certain thing. So we are devotees, we have certain principles we are following. So if someone is not tuned to that standard, I have to go to the person's house every day to learn theory. So what will happen to your own sadhana? Only you have to go every day, every day, every day. The time you're supposed to do your own sadhana in the temple, you have to go and spend it to tell him to come. We should try and do it once or twice. It should not continue more than that. Because according to bicycle tickets, it will become an offense if we do that. It will become a disturbance for the person. The person will become offended and we also will participate in that offense. So if the person is not coming, after several time of reminding.
So how can we rectify ourselves to have a good relation back? A situation as such has been okay. So how can the first devotee establish the same relationship, good relationship, there is a gap, the bridge is gap now. Because the one who was continuously telling now feels that there is something wrong somewhere. Perhaps the person has been offended by the behavior of the first person. So how the person...
If you know that that person is doing like this because he's feeling offended by me, then you should go and beg the person. You go and beg the person, or we send a close friend to the person and beg the person on our behalf. If the person is so angry, we have to tell them to go. You can send a friend to that person to help us beg the person. Then we ourselves can go there and send the person. Beg the person to forgive. Once we have realized someone is doing like this because he feels offended by us, we beg the person. Even if we are right, we should beg the forgiveness from the person.
Because such a situation has happened with myself, and I am feeling myself a bit disturbed with the situation. That's why.
You should go and beg the person, please. I'm sure you have made this mistake, but it was not to hurt you. But somehow, I've made a mistake in my desire to try to help, to advise you. I somehow or other said, please, your friends don't take it seriously, because it was not bad intention. It was not done by bad intention. I was just trying, but somehow, because of my own condition, I have. Please forgive me. Just forgive me and come back to your normal situation. We don't need you. We need your decision. And because of me, and deprive us of your wonderful association. Please forgive me. We can send someone here first to go and plead for us before we do it directly, or we go directly to the person and do it. And finish it on that day.
And what happened in such a situation when the person is chanting and not able to concentrate on the chanting?
It is something I learned from Bhagavad Bihar Maharaj. Inattentive, inattentive. You understand? I'm becoming inattentive because I am inattentive. Thank you. So which of us is correct? You understand?
I'm becoming inattentive because the one is inattentive.
Yes. I see you chanting inattentively, and I'm also becoming inattentive because of your inattentive chanting. So which of us is correct? You understand? Both of us are wrong.
Yes.
It means that we are the same way. That is why I'm not higher than you. That is why I'm becoming affected by what you are doing. If I'm better than you, then I shouldn't be inattentive because of your own inattentiveness. I should be able to. Yesterday, I used the word. Actually, I was the word I used today. The sentence I used today was about my Gurudev, but I didn't mention it. He entered the water to catch a fish, and it was not wet. That's my Gurudev. That is a warrior. He was not affected by the water. He still got fish he wanted to catch, but he was not wet. That is very, very difficult to do. It requires a heavy amount of empowerment to do that, to come to that level. So we shouldn't be disturbed because someone is disturbed. So what is the difference? How can I advise you when we are on the same level? So if someone is doing something wrong, you want to correct the person, we should be able to correct the person properly. So the person gets benefit and we get benefit. For example, you are chanting and sleeping. I just want to
wake up.
Right? You'll be happy with that. You have been something and I also done something wrong. So, where's my right to correct you? Right? But if I just come. So, I'm not disturbed. You're not disturbed. I'll continue my chanting smiling. You also will continue smiling. Yes. So this is how devotee should be. If you want to do something, you should try to do it nicely. So, because the intention is to help each other. So the person gets blessed, we get blessed. But we do something good, when we help somebody, we'll get blessed. For that. So we don't correct evil with evil. We don't pay evil with evil. Both are evil. Pay evil with good, then you become promoted. That person also be promoted. Because you have supported that person from the lower level, you have raised the person up. So you also will be raised up automatically by nature. Devotee, we should be ready to say sorry every day, every time. Every day, every time. Every time. That is the principle of serving the deities. After doing LT, after offering whatever you're begging, please, for doing me for offenses. Grossly, subtly, knowingly, unknowingly, somehow, some offense has been done because of our condition, even without our intention. So please forgive. That mood we should maintain in everything that we do in Krishna consciousness.
Kumar, if in the committee of devotees, we have got sister or got brother whom the authorities not giving with a good eye. There is complaint now and then with such devotee. And we have got brother or got sister, how we should relate with that devotee? Should we go is the same mindset like the Guru he is looking at?
That is wrong. You should not approach the person in the same mood. And for example, here in Mauritius, there are different groups. This group, that group, this group. So, yes, it means we are in your fight. That is the nature of your fight. I don't agree with you, don't agree with me. That is your fight. Then a new person, a neutral person comes in with a greeting. You say, "Why do you greet him? That person is not good." Yes, the person is not good. The person is not good with you, but not with me. So why should I, because of you, and also hate him? Why? He has not done anything wrong to me. Both of you may have had any issue, but you don't have that issue with me. So I should not join any party, anybody. So we should go to the Gobi Rajgopal sister and relate nicely with the person and try to help that person to see this person is feeling like this because of it, like we are discussing. So the person must know. Maybe the person didn't tell me and I didn't know because I'm thinking I'm trying to do good. But somehow the person has been offended by my way of relating with the person. But now because you have come in and see this, so it's your duty to let me know that, see, this is what is happening. And once that is known, I should go and say, "Please, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry." So in this way, the person will understand and change their mind and become a good person. But there are some cases where people are too low in the mentality, that they don't like to forgive, they don't want to forget, they don't want to come out, they just hold on to the illusion and remain there. In that situation, if you beg somebody and beg somebody, you should feel bad that, okay, my karma is so heavy that I cannot be forgiven. You should feel sorry, you should not feel bad about it. You should feel sorry. And continue to push. You should not hate that person. You should not hate the person. You should remain neutral. Neutral. Not because you don't like me, so you bad person, I don't like you also. No. You don't like me, that is your business. My business is that you like you. Because you're going to be judged according to what you did. I'll be judged according to what I did. I'll not be judged because of you. You'll not be judged because of me. Just according to what we have done individually. So we have to individually play our part. So, someone's bad nature or bad deeds should not affect us. They will also become bad or don't do what we're supposed to do. No. One God sister is very, very very rude, very crude, mannerless. She said, "I kept trying my tongue because the husband, I see he behaves like that. So I still take care of her because she's there in time. But I keep it distant. But whatever I need to do for her, she did. I was doing that. Because I have to do that for her. So one day, she was telling her husband, the husband came to take her. She told her husband, "If I really didn't like you, doesn't like me." I say, "You like me? You like me?" "Yes, so then you have no case, no problem." "Since you like me," she said, don't worry about me liking you or not. Don't forget about that one. You should like me, that is your own. If I don't like you, that is my own. But this, you should not be cut off by my own mood. No, you should remain yourself. This is purity. If not, I don't like you, then you hate me. Then we are the same. So who is superior here? All right.
But often we tend to, the authority is in this sense, we tend to follow the authority. So we often like the authority is chastising such and such people. So we tend to follow the authority. So we also become
like. That is wrong.
We are just discussing this issue outside.
That is wrong.
And I say to him that we should not look at it exactly. Right?
It's wrong. The leader should do that. We shouldn't do that. When Chitama Mahaprabhu was not feeling, he was not feeling comfortable with Damodara Pandit because he was correcting him wrongly. Apart from the fact that he is the Supreme Lord, he is very humble and we live humble like that. But we should not misunderstand that and misbehave. So Damodara Pandit was doing that for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why are you greeting this baby? The baby's mother is a widow. So it's a mother you are. Yeah, because of the mother, you are talking to this boy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him to such a matter, his mother. Go and stay with my mother. He didn't throw him away. He said, go and stay with my mother. So he went there. And every day, such a matter engaged him. He's speaking about the time pastimes in Jagannath. Every day he will speak on holy mountains. So that Krishna Katha purified him that he's no more a critical person in blasphemy. Another devotee is not joined to them to chastise him. But they did when Ramachandra Puri blasphemed the Lord, every devotee cursed him also. So here his guru cursing, that karma followed him, the devotee is also cursing him. That's a different thing because he did something which is really, really bad. He just correcting the guru. Because he's a yokai devotee, he don't understand his guru, so he's correcting him. Ishwarapuri didn't correct his guru, he's silent guru because he's internal devotee, disciple, so he knows. My guru is in power. Ramachandra Puri didn't understand. So he was correcting his guru. So Ramachandra Puri cursed him. Useless. So that curse followed him. He was also chastising Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
See? Sweet! Swami! Sweet! See, aunt!
But the aunt is everywhere. You didn't see that. The aunt is only in the room. The aunt is everywhere. And the aunt is only in that room. They are everywhere.
The food which is meant for the whole village, you, one person, have eaten this. So if you stay here for 1 week, they will drought. This God.
The time we call all the devotees, please. Tell nobody to invite me for prasadam again. The word is, oh,
who did this?
That is a different case. A devotee is angry, a guru is angry with a disciple. We should not join the guru to chastise the person. We should not be angry with him. Mr. Prabhupada also did that. He was chastising. A servant who is to serve him left there. He went somewhere. So Prabhupada came out and looked for him and missed him. So he went back to his room. After some time, some other disciples, they came to see Prabhupada. So when they finished, Champrapa sent one of them to go and look for the servant Champrapa. So they brought him. As soon as he came in, Prabhupada, he was angry. Why were you not here? Your services should be here. Where did you go? You should be here. He was shouting at him. So that devotees were afraid. Guru is angry with the servant. So Prabhupada said, go. When the disciple left, he went back to where he's supposed to be waiting for Prabhupada. Other devotees who were there asked Prabhupada, so a situation like this, what should be our mood? The Prabhupada said, you should be happy that the Guru is giving attention to the disciple. You should not join the Guru to chastise him. You should feel grateful to Guru that is giving attention, is showing love to the disciple. Except when the Guru after that leave warned any disciples, I don't want any of you to associate with this because it's rejected. That's a clear case. Then we can keep ourselves from it. Otherwise, chastisement for correction out of love for the Guru, for the disciple, we shouldn't become angry with that. And be laughing at, hey, you see, yes! Yes. Yes, Guru gave it to him, yes.
No. That's what it was.
You shouldn't do that. It means you don't understand.
But sometimes we like jokingly or not meaningfully, we don't say that, hey, the Guru give you or those. But we just do it like to friends or
friendly manner.
Will it have an impact on?
Well, it's not the best because suppose that disciple is not a good standard. You will feel like a good man. Just as you so now my good brothers are making joke of it. So I'm useless. What to do? It's very rare the devotee to accept it. Means the devotee is very fortunate. Will accept chastisement and blessing as blessing. But actually that is what it is. A blessing. But majority doesn't like it. So the devotee doesn't like it. We want to be glorified. Want to be highly appreciated. That is, it is good, but it can also be a trap. It can bring the body down also. The body thinks and the best, you see, and the best. You see, when Guru comes, it's always after me. Talking about me, everybody say I'm the best. So ego will be there. The best disciple, first class. Who knows me? Ego will be there. Only very fortunate devotee will accept it. Even though we speak about it. Speaking about it is different from acting on that or really be on that platform. It's different. You should feel that the devotee is blessed, the Guru is. Very kind to us, the devotee.
Do not today, at what time you meet the Mataji's? For meeting with Mataji.
Ah. Actually, we can there really.
Vasanti has said to me that if there will be a session for Mataji's, please thanks. So
Yes, yeah, she was not aware.
She was not aware of Vasanti.
Because she was not around. So she didn't get the message.
So today, yesterday she told me, please confirm this, confirm
the time.
Will meet Mataji.
Then I inform Mataji in any scenario. She'll text everyone.
Yeah, it's confirmed.
2 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
2 o'clock. 2 o'clock.
Can I give you a friend?
Mm-hmm.